Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 209, Bread That Satisfies. I want you to hear this carefully. John chapter 6, verse 35. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. And whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Let that land for a moment. Because Jesus did not say, I have bread. He did not say, I hand out bread. He said, with the full authority of the Son of God, I am the bread of life, himself, his very person, not a program, not a religion, not a checklist of things to accomplish. He is the nourishment, and that changes everything. You know what hunger I'm talking about? Not the hunger of the stomach. You handle that in the kitchen. I'm talking about the other hunger, the one that stays even after the promotion, the one that surfaces at 2 a.m. when the house is quiet. The one no relationship has been able to fill, no achievement has been able to satisfy. It is the hunger of the soul, the emptiness that the Creator placed inside you, precisely so that only He could fill it. Jesus knows that hunger, and He takes it seriously. And look at what He does with it. He makes a promise that shuts no one out. Whoever comes to me, whoever comes, not the one who has everything figured out, not the one who has never doubted, not the one who arrives with a perfectly ordered life. The only condition is to come with the hunger you have, exactly as you are today. The promise is wide open. The table is set, and you are invited. And the promise goes even further than that. Jesus uses a word that leaves no room for uncertainty, never, shall not hunger, shall never thirst, not rarely, not almost never, never. That is not rhetorical flourish. It is the guarantee of one who knows the full depth of our emptiness and declares with absolute certainty that his fullness is greater, not through our striving, not through our spiritual discipline, through his inexhaustible richness. And then Jesus pairs two images, bread and water, to cover every dimension of human need. Because believing in him is not just agreeing with a doctrine. It is not merely acknowledging that he lived. Believing is feeding. It is drawing nourishment from him every single day, the way we eat and drink to stay alive. You don't eat one meal and expect to be sustained for the rest of your life. In the same way, you come to Jesus each day, not out of obligation, but the way a hungry person comes to a table, knowing this is where the bread is. And that brings us to today, to one simple, real thing you can do. Before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the day takes over, sit quietly for 2 minutes, just 2 minutes, and name to Jesus in a low voice one real hunger you feel right now. Maybe it's loneliness. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's exhaustion, doubt, or an ache you don't yet have a word for. Say it to him and ask him to be the bread for that specific need. Not a general prayer, an honest conversation from someone who is hungry to the one who is the bread. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.